From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments this week in a case that could end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA for short. The program temporarily protects some immigrants from deportation if they were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Outside of the ICE facility in Miramar, a man who introduced himself as Carlos came from Immokalee to bring a friend to a scheduled immigration status appointment. He says DACA's future comes up every day in his community.
I mean, I'm concerned that people are not going to be available to drive and go to school.
The entrance to the ICE facility is also the weekly meeting place for a coalition of immigrant rights activists and volunteers. Carlos Naranjo is a community organizer for the political advocacy group, the New Florida Majority. He says advocates' work will continue however the Supreme Court rules.
We're going to continue to be here. Our communities deserve dignity and justice and love. And regardless of what happens, we'll continue to fight back.
The Supreme Court's final ruling on DACA is expected by June of next year. Federal investigators have released their final report about the fatal bridge collapse on the campus of Florida International University nearly 2 years ago. In March 2018, the bridge collapsed suddenly onto cars on Tamiami Trail, killing 6 people and injuring 10 others. The National Transportation Safety Board states that the bridge's collapse was caused by 2 things. First, load and capacity calculation errors by the design firm. Second, an inadequate peer review performed by a New Jersey-based engineering firm. The NTSB determined that visible cracks in part of the bridge were final indicators that it could cave in if enough weight and pressure was applied due to shortcomings in the original design. The agency also recommended that the Florida Department of Transportation require the documentation of any structural cracks and immediately close bridges and roads whenever cracks do occur. Another story we're following this morning, a new study shows that Florida's unwillingness to expand Medicaid is leading to preventable deaths. We'll have that story coming your way a little later on during this news hour. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.